preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for joining us here on the Trump Phenomenon. It is May 8th, 2020. I'm James Kelso. We'll be together for the next 60 minutes. And you're welcome to join in the show at 800-313-9443. You'd be calling Round Rock, Texas. They're the headquarters of the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is the network you've been supporting for so many years, and which you made possible with your contributions. Another good day in the Trump era. The president has not disappointed. He gave a fantastic telephone interview this morning on Fox and Friends. 50 minutes. It was riveting. I actually wanted to do something else, and I couldn't tear myself away from the TV set because of how amazing he was this morning. 50 minutes. And really bold and blunt. He said in the course of that, he was giving an appraisal of the media. And he said, Sean Hannity has been tremendous for these 3.5 years of the Trump administration. And he said he should get a Pulitzer Prize, Sean Hannity. He said, Laura Ingraham has been wonderful. And then he said, even Tucker Carlson. So I don't know what that refers to. Maybe Tucker Carlson wasn't always on the Trump train. I don't know. But his most unstinting praise was for Sean Hannity. And then he gave a kind of a backhanded compliment to Fox and Friends when he said, even your show has been, and then I forget what his phrase was, something like fairly good or has been pretty good. It was not. And you could see the three Fox and Friends hosts, the two men and the woman, looking for, looking for somewhere to hide. It was very nice the way he, well, I'll tell you, he's got him scared over at Fox, because it's made it clear He doesn't like the bad things that are going on at Fox, and he loves the good things. But he's real able. He's watching. And he spots when people stab him or the Patriot cause in the back. He notices it. So, anyway, that was very good this morning. The two big things that are going on, one, this amazing performance by Attorney General William Barr, in which he has leveled the deep state. He has just blown it to smithereens. I mean, I'm exaggerating. It's not blown to smithereens, but let's put it this way. William Barr has given the deep state the biggest broadside they've ever taken. The USS Arizona with all nine 16-inch guns opening up all at once at close range. Ah, I'll tell you, it's sweet. I think on a battleship like that, if you fire all nine 16-inch guns at the same time, I think the ship heels over quite a bit. But I think the computer control room actually compensates electronically for the healing of the ship. Anyway, that's what he gave him, all nine 16-inch guns. That's one of the great things going on. Another good thing that's going on is that Donald Trump has realized that Anthony Fauci was a fraud. He can't say it publicly, but he's aware that the imperative is we must get the economy get the economy going again. Another third great area is that the President Trump has seized the reins beautifully, taken leadership beautifully in identifying China as the bad guy when it comes to there are two bad guys when it comes to the Chinese flu. The Chinese are the bad guy in deceiving the rest of the world. First of all, in launching the flu, it was either their irresponsibility and incompetence on the charitable interpretation or their deliberate malice in an act of war at the other end of the spectrum that launched the flu. They then lied about the flu, causing needless and massive damage in the West, which was not ready for its arrival. And so Donald Trump has assigned the responsibility for the flu to the Chinese. Now, the other great crime when it comes to the flu is the lockdown. And Neil Ferguson, who's acquired the handle Professor Lockdown in Britain, he's the guy at the Imperial College who launched the now completely discredited, completely exposed as being brain dead model upon which all the lockdowns were based. And this Neil Ferguson, I'll have to look up some of the names he's been given other than Professor Lockdown. There's one of his names is the something Boffin. And I don't know, in English slang, I don't know what a Boffin is, B-O-F-F-I-N. But he's a something Boffin in Britain right now, as well as Professor Lockdown. But he's gone into hiding after he was exposed breaking his quarantine to sleep with his married lover. Yes, Professor Boffin Lockdown, Neil Ferguson. So that's good. But what's good here is that the BS, that science, that this was all based on science, that the lockdown and all these fake phonies like Fauci and Birx, that everything they were doing was based on very complex very advanced, very skillful science. No, it's no, it wasn't. No, it isn't. They aren't even close. It's an insult to science to call them scientists. They're not. And one computer, real computer scientist, who analyzed the Neil Ferguson model, the London, the what was it called again? The Imperial College model. Ooh, boy, that's impressive. Sounds impressive, doesn't he? He said, this is so bad. He said, what the epidemiologists are doing with their models, he said, is so bad and is such defective computer work that they should, it should actually be made a criminal act for an epidemiologist to write a computer model. They're that bad. They are epidemiologists pretending to be able to make a computer model are an actual threat to public health. So that's kind of nice. So anyway, all those things going well here. Let's listen to the president this morning. I believe I have this. Oh, I had it. And where did it go? You're kidding. Let me just see here. What did I do with this? There he is, isn't it? How could I lose? I had him all tabbed up here. Well, I will find it for you again. Let me see if maybe I can find it by pulling a little trick here. Yeah, here it is. Here's the president this morning. Let me. Here he is.
President, you had a great line weeks ago that you want to make sure that the cure is not worse than the pandemic itself. And if you hear stories about Shelley Luther down in Texas, who was locked up, thrown in prison for or in jail for and fined a lot of money, people came out of the woodworks to support her. Lots of money raised on her, what is it called, when you, GoFundMe page, GoFundMe. Exactly, thank you. And then Sean Hannity last night interviewed her and said he's gonna give a donation to her, and she was full of emotion there. And then you've got this sheriff out in California who's saying, I'm not gonna arrest people or fine people if they open up their businesses, because he said, I don't wanna criminalize people who are just trying to work. Here's Shelley Luther, if you missed it, on Hannity last night.
Okay. I just woke up one day and I said, I have to open. My stylists are calling me. They're not making their mortgage. I was at right now. I still am not caught up. I'm 2 months behind on my mortgage. And my stylists were telling me that they wanted to, you know, what do you think if I go underground and go to people's houses? And I just said, you know, that's not a good idea because we can't control the environment there. We don't know if it's been disinfected,
Geraldo,
or anything,
Geraldo,
like that. And I just decided I would open to create a safe place for the stylists and to make sure that I wasn't the reason they weren't making money.
Mr. President, what was your reaction when that judge threw her in jail for 7 days?
I thought it was terrible. I thought he was a terrible judge. The governor agreed with me, because the governor and the attorney general, they have a great attorney general accent in Texas. But the governor was with me yesterday, Greg Abbott. He's a fantastic governor. He was incensed. He couldn't believe it. And she's an incredible representative for a large group of people that want to do the same thing. They want to get back to work. These people want to get back to work. We know everybody's done what they have done. And you can only do that so long. And that causes death also. If you look at all of the problems that people have with drugs and suicide, and they lose their jobs, and anxiety, and all of the things that are caused by that, that's a big problem too. You know, people don't realize that. And I will tell you, you look at some cases, some people think they're doing it for politics. Here we go again. But they think they're doing it because it'll hurt me the longer it takes to, it'll hurt me in the election, the longer it takes to open up. And I can see some of that, because some of these people are being unrealistic. They're being ridiculous. I've looked at a couple of states that are being absolutely ridiculous, but ultimately the people are forcing it. I see what's going on, and Gavin Newsom's been very generous to me in his statements, and I appreciate it. But, you know, I think they can move a little quicker in California, to be honest, and I think the people are forcing it. The people are going to force it. Now, not in all cases. In some cases, you have to keep it going longer.
So there's an important point that the president's making there. It is us. The people are going to force it. So that's what he's telling us, and that's what he's expecting, is that we're going to shove and push and shout and march, and we're going to force our states open, force our counties open. And so that was very good. But you could hear that was a great interview this morning. That was actually not the strong part of the interview. I have another segment here. Let me just see if this gets a little bit. Let's try this. I don't know that. Now, the president put this up on his own Twitter account, so he must like it. Here it is. This is, again, Fox and Friends this morning. And it was just a tremendous 50-minute interview, phone interview with the president. I haven't found the whole thing yet, but I'll find it for you. This is, I think, a segment that occurred after the president was off the phone.
Geraldo, the judge still has a say in this.
Hi, Brian.
Should Frankfurt be worried about this vindictive, flamboyant judge?
I don't think so, Brian. I think the...
I don't want to hear Geraldo Rivera. I don't know why the president even put that up. Geraldo Rivera is a puke. And what a sad excuse here. He's not a conservative at all. He's not a pro-Trump person at all. He's like these other never-Trumpers who are in there at Fox to undermine the president. I don't know why the president put that up. He shouldn't have. What we wanted to hear was the president. Mistaken modesty here. We wanted to hear you, Mr. President, not Geraldo Rivera. He put up a note this morning. He says, I will be interviewed on Fox and Friends at 8 a.m. this morning. And that was tremendous. I haven't found the whole interview yet. Maybe I'll find some of the gems. I mean, there were gems in here. I'm sorry he didn't put it up himself. I will look for it. Let's go take a look over here on the big story over on Breitbart. And let's see what they're noticing right now. Oh, I've got to read this to you if I can find it. John Dellingpole over at Breitbart. He wrote a column, an article that just will curl your eyebrows. Let me see if I can't find it. Oh, please, I hope I can. John Dellingpole. Oh my goodness. I'm going looking down here. Oh my goodness. But Dellingpole just rips apart Neil Ferguson, Professor Lockdown. I promise you I'll find it. We'll have it in today's show here. And oh my goodness. That's a problem when you have such a great site with so much good material on it. There's so much good material. Oh, well, my goodness, where's Dellingpole? I will find it. Let's go to their top stories anyway. I'll find Dellingpole during a break. Their top story featured on Breitbart. Here's a great one. Gavin Newsom, this idiot governor of California, he orders cheat by mail for November election. Great. So we're going to have fake voting by mail, thanks to Governor Newsom. And the Trump campaign responds, this is a wide open opportunity for fraud. Now, the only reason in the presidential election it's not that serious is that California is not winnable by Donald Trump. So it would be more serious if it were in a battleground state. We'll be right back. Hopefully I'll have Dellingpole for you when we return.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime Membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back, folks, and we do have a caller from the great state of Texas, Dan. Dan, are you there?
I'm here, James.
What's cooking,
Daniel?
How are you? I'm good.
Well, I just wanted to ask you, you know, here, there, and yon, I've heard and or read these implications regarding Fauci and the gain-of-function research at North Carolina that was shut down in 2015, and then allegedly Fauci sent that research project to the Wuhan lab along with some $3.5 million. Are you aware of that going on out there?
Yes, I've heard about that, that in the Obama administration, Fauci, who's been, he's been in six administrations, and he's a career bureaucrat who can't be fired, that he has actually sent money and lethal virus research and materials to the Wuhan lab. And I would love to see all of that brought out, dragged out, and I'd like to see Fauci skewered by that evidence.
All right, James, my question is, you mentioned earlier you believe that President Trump has probably reached the point where he believes Fauci's a fraud. but yes, he can't say anything. Why?
Well, no, here's what he did. He had a press conference a couple days ago where he said, we're going to phase out the coronavirus task force. That's the one with Fauci and Birx on it. We're going to phase that out, and we're bringing in a new task force, which will be the recovery, the economic recovery task force. So that clearly showed his intent and his plan. Now, the media then raised a firestorm of attacks against the president because Fauci is their hero. They love Fauci. And unfortunately, for you, Dan, and for me, the media, this is a sad reality. The media, its efforts to brainwash the American public, including our patriot friends, is somewhat successful. They always have some success.
It's immensely successful.
Yes, so you and I get to see, for instance, we get to, I'm up here in North Dakota, and there's an indication of how successful this brainwashing and fear-mongering is. You couldn't be in a safer place to be than North Dakota. You couldn't be in a place where you have to worry about bugs in the air less. That beautiful wind coming off the plains. But you've got people up here in North Dakota in their cars with their windows rolled up with a mask over their face. I mean, I want to laugh and I want to cry and I want to yell. You know, it's just all at the same time. But that's the media. They've got people scared. I know people in my own family who are afraid. They weren't afraid at the beginning, but then as the weeks went on, they got more and more afraid. And I tell them, hey, there's nothing to be afraid of. And they're not buying that. You know, it's possible to whip people into fear. Now, let me connect this with your Fauci point. They've built Fauci into a hero so that People magazine even had him nominated as the sexiest man alive. So sad to say, when Trump basically announced that he was having Fauci walk the plank overboard, there was enough of an outcry that the president realized this would be a mistake. Now, he clarified that this morning in that interview he did on Fox and Friends. He said, you know, I learned from Richard Nixon, don't fire people. They make you pay double and triple every time you fire somebody. So just move them off to the side. Don't make a headline out of them. Don't make a martyr out of them. So what he's going to do with Fauci, he'll move Fauci off to the side. You won't see him on TV every day. And so he'll put Fauci out to pasture. And then to get to your original point, Trump does understand that he got hosed, which is what I said on this show at the very beginning. We all got hosed by the medical, deep state medical establishment. They lied to us.
Medical mafia.
Yes, they lied to us. This guy Neil Ferguson of Imperial College could be the poster boy for this. They're phonies. Their numbers are garbage. Their predictions are garbage. Their actions are reprehensible. They are not working. They're not working to protect the health of American citizens. They are working to increase their control. Like Bill Gates, he's part of their club. They want everybody vaccinated. Because why? What does that do for them? Well, it gives them power. They get to stick a needle in your arm, Dan, and in mine, and then stick whatever chemicals they want and biological agents into you and into me. They have, in the moment of doing that, your Bill of Rights and mine is ceased to exist. The moment somebody can stick chemicals into your bloodstream, you're not a free man anymore.
Well, do you hold out any hope that after Trump's reelected that anything's going to get done in terms of investigating this?
Yeah, stay with me. Dan, stay with me. You have a perfect question. We'll get to it right after this break. Stay there, Dan.
The miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Oh, we're back, folks.
I don't want no
hand. And we've got Dan on the line from Texas, and he asked a question here. Are people going to be made to pay? Is that your question, Dan?
Yes. I mean, if Trump, because of the circumstances, can't say anything about it now once he's reelected,
well,
and it's a lame duck presidency.
He can't say.
He can't talk about it.
Yeah, Dan, he is talking about it, and he's talking strongly. This morning on Fox and Friends, he was unequivocal. So he's not holding back at all. A week ago, I didn't think William Barr was going to deliver. I didn't think John Durham of Connecticut was going to deliver. I was wrong. William Barr not only is delivering, he has delivered. And I think he is going to absolutely lower the boom on these criminals. And I think some are going to go to prison. I think John Durham is going to indict some big names. But what William Barr just did in releasing all these documents that have been kept from you and from me and from all Americans for 3.5 years, these documents have been hidden from our eyes. But these documents, a mountain of documents, make it very clear that the people at the top of the FBI, and remember, the president isn't holding back. He calls them dirty cops. And he's not talking about a beat cop in Trenton, New Jersey. He's talking about, just to pick a city, he's talking about the top cops in America. James Comey, the director of the FBI. Andrew McCabe, his assistant. Peter Strzok, the head of counterintelligence. The Andrew McCabe's top attorney, Lisa Page. Rod Rosenstein. Now, the president has said all of them that they're criminals. He has used the word scum. I mean, he can't use the vulgar language that I use on this show, but he comes just short of that. He calls them scum. He calls them criminals. He calls them dirty cops. That, you can't give a law enforcement officer, there can't be a deeper insult than SOB is not as deep an insult as dirty cop. And the president has called all of those people dirty cops. I think that a number of them are going to go to prison. I think they are going to go on trial. But most importantly, more important than even that they go to prison, they have been completely exposed by this great patriot, William Barr. And the president said, I don't know if it was in this morning's interview or yesterday, he said, when the history books are written as to my greatest contribution as president of the United States, he said, it may be that I exposed the deep state as no one ever has. That could be his greatest contribution. And I agree. I don't know. You know, it'll be in the top three of the great things that he did. But he, you know, and this is an amazing thing. I was talking with some of the listeners who call me here at 701-317-5317. That's my number. You can call me anytime, folks. The Donald Trump amazes me. I'm 71 years old. I'll be 72 in about 2 weeks. The president, I think, is 73. And what astonishes me is his energy, his determination. He is up to the fight. He is not discouraged. He's not daunted. His head is not bowed. So this man is a world, I call him a world historical figure. He's a giant astride the pages of history. And he is not letting us down. This is an astonishing thing that we are witnessing with him. So to answer your question, Dan, he's not going to wait till after his election. He is going to be these files and this information, he is going to be pursuing it tirelessly for the entire.
Well, it's certainly about time that Fauci, America's current hero, if the allegations have any truth to them, it's time the hero be brought down to his knees.
Yeah, you're correct. And I think that's already really happening, because it's happening on several different fronts. One area where the Fauci story has completely disintegrated, and I'm going to read a little article to you and the rest of the audience in just a moment. I found the one I was looking for from James Dellingpole, that Fauci has been shown to be a fraud. His numbers, his models, his predictions, his doom and gloom predictions, and his hysteria have been exposed. So Fauci is, of course, all patriots across the country hate him now, and we'll get the rest of our people to understand that he deserves to be hated. So don't worry, Fauci's day is done. He's over. I'm going to thank you very much, Dan, for your call from Texas.
And boy, thank you, James.
Boy, your Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is a hell of a man.
Well, I did enjoy the responses from the various Republican congressional members and Texas members that supported Shelley Luther.
Yeah, Dan Patrick, folks,
Shelley Luther Governor, is a hero.
The Lieutenant Governor of Texas, when this clown of a phony judge sentenced her to 7 days in jail and $7,000 fine, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick said, I want you to put me in jail in her place, and I'm writing a check for her $7,000 right now on my own checkbook. Now, that's a man.
Well, in closing,
I'd say I bet that that judge during this lockdown has been receiving a paycheck.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And who knows, you know, like he might be like Neil. We'll talk about Neil Ferguson in a moment. Professor Lockdown. And let's, I wonder if that judge was in the same kind of lockdown as Neil Ferguson. You'll hear about it in just a moment. I want to start that story right now, folks. Here is.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, sir. Here it is. Listen to this article. It's a short one. I'll read the whole thing. This is from James Dellingpole, a genius in Britain on Breitbart. Ferguson's dodgy model, that is his girlfriend, his married girlfriend, has engendered a... No, excuse me. They're referring to the model as his virus model, not the girlfriend. But the girlfriend is also dodgy. Ferguson's dodgy model has engendered a world historical blunder. Now, here it is. History will be kind. This is a quote. History will be kind to Professor Ferguson. His suppression strategy came too late for the UK economy, but saved thousands of lives, unquote. Then Dellingpole writes, who wrote this bilge? His mother? His married climate change activist lover? In the boudoir of a 1.9 million pound South London residence? Why no? Astonishingly, these are the words of Paul Nuki, global health security editor, writing in the formerly conservative newspaper, The Telegraph. He says, I'm going to skip here a little bit more. He says, how is the disastrous policymaking being pursued by the Boris Johnson administration and many other governments beside ever going to be averted or held to account by a mainstream media which continues to ask all the wrong questions and which operates according to the falsest of assumptions? Specifically, in this case, I'm querying this global health security editor's quite ludicrous false assumption that Neil Ferguson, a.k.a. Professor Pants Down, a.k.a. the bonking boffin, has nothing to be ashamed of apart from his hypocrisy and his sexual incontinence. Apparently, he's overlooked the latest shocking chapter in the Neil Ferguson saga, a brutal analysis by a computer programmer of the Imperial College pandemic model that earned Ferguson his other nickname, Professor Lockdown. Here's the conclusion of this sound computer analysis. All papers based on this code, that is Neil Ferguson's, should be retracted immediately. Imperial's modeling efforts should be reset with a new team that isn't under Professor Ferguson and which has a commitment to replicable results with published code from day one. On a personal level, I'd go further and suggest that all academic epidemiology be defunded. There you go. All academic epidemiology be defunded. In other words, these people like Fauci that Dan was noticing, they're a public health threat, folks. And their offices should be shut down. And then Dellingpole says, it could hardly be more damning, could it? And let's be clear, this isn't just some one-off critic with an axe to grind. Rather, it's the latest example of what amounts cumulatively to a total shredding of Ferguson's work and reputation. Let's be even clearer. It is now surely well past the point of reasonable doubt that Neil Ferguson's Imperial College study is a busted flush, entirely unfit for purpose. I guess that's British for worthless. Yet it is on the basis of this study that Britain instituted its lockdown. And look, may I add that all these other Western nations, including America, instituted their lockdowns on the basis of this worthless, fake computer model. If the study is worthless, then so is the lockdown policy. In this light, it is simply not good enough for Boris's government to carry on as if nothing has changed, as if it's business as usual and everything is going to plan. Something very dramatic has changed. That something is the entire scientific, in ironic quotes, basis of the government strategy. And then he says this. Let me cut to the bottom. This is the most important conclusion. He says this. He says, what matters much, much more now is for governments to fess up to the terrible mistakes they've made on the dodgy, quote, science, unquote, of serial losers like Neil Ferguson, and we'll get at Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx, and to start treating us like grown-ups who can be trusted with the truth. Then another one of his conclusions, he says, he quotes this analyst is saying this, the evidence mounts on a daily basis that locking down whole populations in the hope of flattening the curve, in quotes, was a catastrophic error. Perhaps, now here's the takeaway, perhaps the worst policy mistake ever committed by Western governments during peacetime. Let that sink in, folks. Perhaps the worst policy mistake ever committed by Western governments during peacetime. That's how bad this is. But I think Donald Trump's going to survive it. I think our patriot, that one patriot outpost that we do have, the White House, and control of the Senate, I think we can hang on to that. And let's put it this way. The Democrats are doing us all a huge favor. They couldn't be trying any harder to lose on November 3rd or to turn off all American patriots. Nancy Pelosi, if I could pick somebody to be the head of our opposition, it would be Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. If I could pick a presidential candidate for the Democrats, myself, I would pick Joe Biden. It's that good. This is that weak for them. If I could pick political positions for the Democrat Party to endorse going into the election as their platform, I would pick support of Red China, which is what they're doing. They're defending Red China. I would pick the usual things we had before this flu hypocrisy, the global warming, the green, the green platform planks. I would pick all of these things. I would pick Joe Biden versus Tara Reid. I can't imagine a better contest than that one. I'm loving everything they're doing. I like Joe Biden in his basement. He's campaigning from his basement. He's epitomizing. He's modeling. I'm in my basement. He's just like Chris Cuomo. By the way, I wonder if Joe Biden really does stay in his basement. Does he? I don't think so. He's in his basement, sheltering in place. That's exactly where he ought to be. I love it. He's embarrassing himself. Oh, the president said it this morning in his interview. I wish I had the clip. He said every time Joe Biden goes on the TV, every time they turn the microphone on, it's wonderful. Joe Biden hurts himself so badly every time he opens his mouth. The president knows it. He said it. And I think we're on schedule here. The economy, I think, we'll have in the next 30 days. The people aren't going to put up with it. Businesses are going to reopen. People are going to catch on to the phoniness of this whole thing. Up here in North Dakota, in Minnesota, they're closing down businesses. They have these crazy left-wingers, again, exposing themselves. They want to do contact tracing. They're going to trace you. It's happening. I guarantee you, wherever you are in the country, you haven't escaped this. The liberals, the left-wingers in your state, in your area, they want to do contact tracing on you. They want to hire tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of tracers. This would be, in effect, this would be your KGB local block representatives who will find out everything they can about you. And they'll record it all. And they'll put it in a giant database. This has nothing to do with public health. This is insane. And what they're doing is they're trying to close more and more businesses down with this. So businesses that are already open, this is happening right here. There were two people at a Taco Bell was doing fine. It was open. It was running. And then the contact tracers found that two of the employees had tested positive, which is meaningless, folks. Millions of Americans are positive. You can find positive people anywhere. And they use that to close a business. They shut down this Taco Bell. They shut down an aircraft manufacturing plant here on the same basis. They found a couple of people who tested positive. So they're just, they're on a tear. They want to close everything down. And they want to, and it's a cootie. It's a witch hunt. It's hysteria. We're going to find cooties. And if we find a cootie, if you have a cootie, we're going to close your school, your factory. We're going to lock you up in your basement. It's insane. And it's the demon rat political platform. They're exposing who they are with this hysteria. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name.
We're back, folks.
Daddy's name.
And we're down to our last segment here, I do believe, and down to one of our best callers, Tom in Utah. Tom, are you there?
I'm here, James. Make us through the night.
Thank you for calling, and if anything on your mind is interesting to us.
Well, you know, you offended me seriously there when you were bad-mouthing epidemiologists.
Well, but you're okay.
Right. these epidemiologists are scumbags. They are an affront to the profession.
That goes without saying, folks, on all of these matters. For instance, when I lambasted the Chinese, I'm talking about the Chinese communists, not the Chinese people. When I lambasted epidemiologists, this applies to everything. We're always talking about the scumbags, the dirtbags, the trash of any profession or of any people. And of course, every profession and every people does have trash. But Tom, continue your thought.
Well, all I can tell you is it broke my heart when I started to hear this nonsense at the beginning. And you and I have obligation to our ancestry. Apparently, these guys don't. You know, they don't have any obligation to their ancestry or their progenitor, their children. I can't figure out these guys.
Yeah, and Tom, I'll tell you what. They really, these people who they hate your ancestry, and they hate mine. They revealed themselves in an interesting development yesterday. One of them, I forget his name, but you know, one of their leaders said that what they're shooting for is if their contact tracers find that there's someone in your family, in your household, speaking of families, Tom, if they find somebody in your family who tests positive, they have the authority to remove that person by force from your home. This was put on national. This was on national television. It was a big shot on the left. I forget who it was, but this was not just Joe Blow. This was a big shot on the left. He said too much. He opened his mouth. He revealed what he and Bill Gates and all these other people they dream of. They dream of having the police state authority, which you know exists in every communist regime, to kick in your door, use some pretext to remove the person they want to remove, and then take him off to an unknown location. This guy actually said this in the United States of America. And here's the good news, Tom. There was such a firestorm of hatred and fury from the patriots that the guy actually had to get up on TV and said that he had been misunderstood. Of course, he hadn't been misunderstood. He had just said too much.
Yeah, you know, my answer is, yeah, right.
Yeah, no, he was clear. When you see his original statement, and I apologize for not having it, he actually said, if we find somebody in your family, whoever you are, anybody, we find somebody in your family who tests positive through our contact tracing, we have the authority by force to enter your home, take your family member, and remove them from your home. Folks, that's
a
police. Yeah, they are devils. That's a police state. That's what they want. And you know what? In this case, I don't know if to find something good in all this. They're letting us know who they are. Maybe that'll be a little bit of a silver lining in this very gray cloud. Tom, thank you very much. It's always good to hear from you. We'll see you all again in our next show, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. See you then, folks.
Let's hit Venice Beach right now.
Yeah, get your wax up your board.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.